All right, guys, so electric vehicles, let's talk about it. They're not perfect. And so many people want to act as if electric vehicles are just going to solve the world's problems. I mean, we know how Elon is. Elon is the bastion of self-glorification and thinking that Tesla is the greatest company on the face of the freaking planet. Meanwhile, Teslas, as well as other electric vehicles, have been having a more difficult time to handling these winter storm surges that have been going throughout the Midwest. And it's for a number of reasons. It's not the EV's fault. It's a combination of vehicle, combination of EV infrastructure, combination of owner knowledge, and just owner maintenance. So let's do a quick deep dive into it. Welcome to In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. This is a tech podcast all about you, the listener. My aim is to educate, inform, and most importantly, empower you with the tools that you need to face this ever-changing world of technology. So let's get into it, shall we? All right, guys, so if you're like me, you're not immune to the headlines. You've been seeing the junk getting plastered on YouTube and on various tech forums and on just various local news sites, as you should, because it is concerning. So first off, let me say, electric vehicles, they have their problems just like gas vehicles. I know that it's so cute and amazing that your car can get updates over the air, but it's also not cute and amazing when an update fails and your car has to be towed. It's also not cute and amazing when you can't use Android Auto or CarPlay on your $60,000 or $100,000 vehicle. It's also not cute and amazing when you can't charge your vehicle and your vehicle dies and you have to get your battery, your car, your battery, yourself, your crap towed. And this is exactly what has been happening to countless Teslas and other electric vehicles throughout the nation in regards to this latest winter storm surge. Right now, I'm looking out of my window. I'm seeing this stupid snow falling as we speak. I'm not a fan of this crap, but it is what it is. It's happening. But what should not be happening is people who depend on their vehicles to get from point A to point B, they should not be getting stuck. They should not be getting stranded due to infrastructure not working. Point number one, Tesla superchargers have not been working. Now, here's the thing. There are other ways to charge electric vehicles. Electrify America. You can also charge your vehicle at home. So this is going to go to another point. If you are an electric vehicle owner, my first thought would be you should have a way to charge your vehicle in a different way other than the Tesla supercharger. And you should probably charge your vehicle as often as possible. Now, here's some important notes here. When you're putting in your destination for a supercharger that's in the Tesla network, if you're using a Tesla, it does this thing which is known colloquially as like pre-warming. Like it's getting the battery ready to receive a big burst of energy because it's going to be a burst of energy. And we know that as batteries charge, they heat up, but they have to be warm in order for that to happen. So it's a lot that goes into it. And this is not all Tesla's fault. I know that, you guys know I feel some type of way about Elon Musk because I think he's a terrible human. But Teslas, for the most part, they're okay vehicles. But once again, they're not the answer to all of our problems. Electric vehicles getting shoved down our throat is also not the answer to all of our problems. But like I said, this is not all on Tesla. It's just straight up a battery issue. batteries have trouble operating in extreme temperatures. A very hot battery is not going to operate well. Heck, the thing might explode. A very cold battery is not going to operate well. You're going to have, what, you guessed it, reduced range. So on a vehicle where you might have 300 miles of range, if it's, say, I don't know, -2 degrees outside, you might have 200 miles of range. So therefore, a trip or a couple of trips that you used to make with ease, without a question, now it turns to be an issue. But then your battery is so freaking cold, once you get to a place where you try to charge it, you can't do it. It's the nature of the beast. So that's basically the gist of this. I have no article to link with this episode because I'm just spitting the facts. I'm spitting what I know. I have a lot of knowledge on various things in the technological multiverse, so to speak. So with that being said, guys, what do we need to think about? What can we do better? Number one, the government. I don't feel like our infrastructure in the United States is ready to handle electric vehicles. Then number two, like, what happens to all of these electric vehicles that once these batteries start going bad? Lithium ion does not last forever. The charge cycles go down and go down and go down and go down. So what happens? Because here's the thing, antique vehicles that have very old engines, they can be repaired and they can work just fine. Owning an electric vehicle, the way that you own an electric vehicle is similar to like how everything else. They don't want you to own it. They want you to lease these vehicles so that you never really own anything ever again and you'll be happy. But if you do own it, you're going to be in a cycle of needing to buy or get your batteries reconditioned every so often. Because once they stop holding as much charge, you're going to be dissatisfied with that. Then also, what happens when an electric vehicle manufacturer goes out of business and you stop receiving updates? What happens then? Hey, questions that need answers. But apparently, these questions don't matter because they're trying to force electric vehicles down our throats. Guys, this is the mayhem that's been going on. It's not all of Tesla's fault. It's a myriad of issues that have culminated into folks getting stuck. Thank you for listening to another episode of In the Weeds with Dexter Johnson. I'm hoping you're coming away more empowered, educated, and enthralled in the technological world. Be sure to tell a friend, share this episode, and follow me on Twitter at Dexter_Johnson. And most importantly, stay tuned for future episodes. Until next time.